begin the current daf and sets but become the pites. Begin the base. Begin the test. Mark the beginning with the words of Gemara. Vafelu machlul gabe baal. And even if she pardons it to the husband, like mipsik kamafsid, so there's not going to be losing anything because, anyways, it was all to him. The answer says, "What do you say? What it means? Not true. But the mipsik kamafsid, the victim is going to lose out if we do it this way. That she, so to speak, sells it to him for the money that's owed him for the what happened to him. The chilek timker, because when she doesn't sell it, at least yigva chavalasa, he could collect his injuries in salman at discouraged, if she gets widowed or gets divorced. But a kristemka, but timchel abalo, yavsakob, if she sells it to him and then she pardons it to her husband, then he's gonna lose everything. Hashem says, we can say he's given to absolute lies in the sense that klum, since anyway she wasn't giving him anything, afile machlo, even if she's not gonna pardon, may masha machlo from that what she does pardon. And then Kokachevs, it's not such a loss. Kimishlo Yilakunav Shavik, since he's not getting anything right now. Is. And here you have the chance, maybe. Lachzman, Namisham, and Thomas Vishan Bala, and even at a later point in time, maybe she's going to die, and the husband can never die, and therefore, outside of Safik, the Gemara is entertained to say that maybe it's worth it for him. Next test, Matabing, with the words of Gemara, Nefisha, Ksubasim, and Chabalah. We're talking about where the Ksuba is worth more than the injury. So therefore, the husband's not going to divorce over this. I'm telling you, can say, Mikara Nami, what I mean, originally also, I have been a fish of Ksubas Mechabal. We really knew this, that the Ksubas won the injury, because the Kamdi Kamar said, Tis Miksubas, but Tabasa Noam, but Tis Lehu Bechabala, that she should sell the Ksuba with the Tabasa Noam, and then pay for the injury. So we know that obviously the Ksuba is worth more. But sometimes we can say, no, but the Miksis Chabala Kamar, we're talking about only for some of the injury to sell the Ksuba for. From the Salman, like, discouraged, you give her Shami Wakamacha, and then when she gets widowed or divorced, then he'll collect the rest from somewhere else. Next says, Master begin with the Gemara, Kugin delay in the fish, Ksubasa, Miksuba de Raisa. Or, for example, Ksuba is not more than a biblical Ksuba. But then it says, Mintem, you can say, wait, then we have to ask to take a second look and run into a different problem. How should I have to Now, how can we say that it's like a mayor? We're saying that's who that's what this teaching is like. Well, they place this Lamimon and Mesam, but now you're having less than 100 or 200 because you're saying that. We're starting off at the minimum, and he's collecting now from that. Now that makes the beer is not according to me as much as the Dalma base. But Shem, you can say is no, since she's causing this to herself, he's not diminishing it, she's diminishing it, and therefore that's not the flaw of Peiches La Bemon Messiah to make the beer Labila's Nus. He says, Master begins with the Gemara, Lemafsit Esmachamisha Zuzi. So it doesn't lose the 25 zuz. Trace says, look, you zuzi. The Gersa should not have the word zuzi over there, because the Lamaide God is zuzi. If you're going to be Gersa, zuzi. So let me have to say the Arabic Shur Besula, obviously. Bechafe zuzi tsurayim, because 25 tsuri zuzim, hemasayim zuz medina, are 200 of the provincial zuz. Now, Balesa, and that's not the case, because the Bereshit Bava B'chamisha, previous in the Flam of the base, Hachach, and we proved the Mesayim Shabbasula are actually him Mesayim Zuzi Tzuri. And, V'leim Afsit Chav He. Hainu, so you must say, when it says, V'leim Afsit Chav He, mean Hainu Chav He Sloim Shalom Mana. So, not to have the Gersa as Zuzi, because that wouldn't make sense. The only way you would get to the number 200, because it has to be either Basula or Amana, which is either 200 or 100. To get 25 to someone is the Besula, but that's only going to be 200 Sela Medina, but we don't pass like that. So therefore, I mean, 200 Zuzi Medina. So you have to say, well, that's the 25 Zuz of Tzuri. We don't pass like that. So most people, the 25 Slam of an Amona, which is the 100 of the Tzuri, like we say. And Bavagab, because it's four times. Bavagab the Ksubas de Rabbanon, in like, but I'll have the da da. So don't say that, even though it's really rabbinic, it's not a problem that we call it biblical. Next, I'm about to begin with the words of Gemara, Kshem Shalay Timka Behitachtav, Pesh Rashi. So how do we understand now, you know, what these words, the enigmatic words of the Bais are? So he says, Kshem Shalay Timka Behitachtav, Pesh Rashi, just like she can't not sell her Ksubah, when? She's married. So she's not going to lose out from Miksuba anything for any damages that she caused while she's still married. That's what Rashi explains. Mainly, that does not seem to be correct to the Ri. The Hala Elam, because previously the Gemara said, "B'chol duchn in all places, Miksuba's pay every days, and but Mitzvah tes my days." Tis when Miksubasa b'Tevesana that she could sell her Miksuba with the Tevesana for which she talks by even when she is married to her husband. So you can't say this idea that. That's the premise of the Braisa. So whenever he has appears to the reek, shame shle tim kabishlosha chabl bachem by the tachta. Meaning, no, just like she cannot sell because of the injury, she doesn't have to, which she caused to others when she's still with him. Because I'm like we previously said, because we said regarding husband, what does that second phrase mean? She doesn't sell the ksuba to her husband for that she injured to him. So then Tosafos has to explain. So if they're both talking about the same thing regarding injuries, so why are we talking about regarding others? We use the terminology selling and behefsid gabe bala, and yet we use the terminology of behefsid when it comes to her husband. It's the same idea. Because regarding others, she can't lose. When she sells it to them for the benefit of her ksuba, as we said, because of the mechila, you can shem miyat. Hold the boss right away. If you gain everything, you tell us she'll lose, and therefore we use the terminology hefsid regarding her husband. Next says matter begin with the words digmar. Amar Rabbi says say basal the ksuba has been indifferent. The sefer is coming to teach a different halacha. It's coming regarding the ksuba of the male sons. Shitaisa says tame to one because lemaisach brisa was ebnash in his pata. Why doesn't the Gemara bring this brisa in ksuba zav no gimel enough? The body Rav asked the question. He says this question. He says and this is Rav's teaching. He says mechers ksuba slabala and a woman sells her ksuba to her husband. Mechers lachem dami is like selling to others. Oyloy or not. So why we're not quoting here explicitly that the brisa says this halacha. So says miyohasim namikamad. The truth is there also. The Gemara says basa the bayu. After Gemara asked the question, how the Pashto, the Gemara resolves it, yeah, that is the Kamei Cheres Lachem Dami. It is the same like selling to others. And, but, B'Shema, Metech Breisah, so Pashto, maybe it's actually from this Breisah that the Gemara resolved the question. But if Hish Inkokar Pshuta, since it's not so obvious, you know, to explain the Breisah like this, as we see in our Gemara, so, Loi Hebiyasham, it doesn't bring the whole Breisah there to bring as the proof, but it is ultimately from this Breisah. So too, when she sells her ksuba to her husband, they're also she's not going to lose out her children the ksuba because of that. Now, avgav de inuchay limchol ksuba slabala remeya. Now, even though according to remeya she cannot be moichol ksuba to her husband, so what are you saying over here? How is this even the possibility that she did this? No, she could sell it. That even though she can't be Meichel, she could sell. But what do you mean? I, Ramey, hold that you can't be a woman without a ksuba, and that's how we rule. But the Braises are telling us that if it happened that she did sell to the husband, even though it's, you're not supposed to, but still she won't lose the ksuba. Nor in other approaches, the where she sold the addition, not the primary ksuba, and that a woman's allowed to do. What's the reason of that manda amar? It's like Rava that yeah, the woman's shikhar could remove the shibur of her husband. So it says mashma. Here it sounds like the shikhar, the shin ba'ayin, that the freeing of not like a star shikhar, but of when she knocks out his tooth or blinds his eye, mafki midei shibur. Well, that removes from the lien of the husband. Come a star shikhar, just like a document of emancipation that she would give to them. Tosafos says, it's a wonder because the Yavam is pregnant on the Psalm of Base Pligi. There's a machlig is a bit of a machnesa shul labal. When she brings in properties to the marriage to her husband, he marries, she says, clear and they tell us. When at the end of the marriage, she says, I want my vessel back that I brought into the marriage. Boy, Madame Anne says, no, I'm only paying you for the money. Vidami says, Adinima, Allah is with her. Why? Because this is something that's from the praise of her father's household that she inherited. Rabbi Ami says, I didn't even know the Allah is with him. The Gemara says, Tani Kama said, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi says, like Rabbi that the Allah is with him, that he could keep it, and he could just give the money. It says, Abdi Tim Basil, the Avadim of the iron sheep, meaning that he takes full responsibility for. Yetim Shem Ayin, La'ish, if the husband knocks out their teeth or eye, they go free. But not when the woman does it. Now, Ma Rai, Hil Rabbi What type of rai is this Ravami? Bahafal Rabbi Yehuda might even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in this case. Kivin Mechaseres Gevaina, since it's lacking collection, so Ase Shichur, and this is the point we're asking from, Ase Shichur, that when the husband knocks out the tooth, Mafkim Dei Shibud, which is Har Shibud, maybe because it's really Hadin Ima, Like the Gemara says, when you take a cloak that really belongs to her and they put it over the dead husband, the Maid Rabbi Huda, the kind of misna, he agrees that the dead person acquires it. They give him the Machasha Gavana, since it wasn't collected yet, I'll say Hakdish Mafkiya the Shibut. The sanctification of it by putting it on the dead person comes and removes it from the Shibut. So how is that a riot out then? So it says Vashema Isa Shahibi Tanika Vased Rabami, maybe the one that says it's a riot Rabami, Oy Bano Bered Rava, which Shalahoy Khashev is Machasar Gaban. He doesn't hold that's considered a lacking of collection. Given any khalasalka bimulsa akhrida, since he can't make her get removed from it when in the other way, so we always consider it as if it's hers. Oh, and therefore if we're saying that he gets to keep it, then it must be because Hadin Imai.